This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
There's evil in the heart of man, basically, and it's no different in a way now than it always has been. We're probably no more evil than the Romans were, just that we have a better... I mean, for instance, I'm sure, just looking at anti-Semitism, for instance, I mean, the Nazis were able to demolish 6 million Jews because they had the technology to do it.
Yeah.
Now, if Haman at the time of Esther or any of those, if they had the technology, they would have tried the same thing. It doesn't mean that Hitler was any more evil. No. It's just that our technology has allowed evil to flourish more than it's ever done in the past. But man is evil at his very heart, and that is, until Jesus returns, that's the...
Well, I think that basically man is good, and that God created man as good, not evil.
Well, he certainly did. But there was a thing of the fall, you see. Man fell from his original design.
Well, that's a story in the Old Testament, which I think seeks to make sense, as lots of world religions do, of how come there can be evil in the world. And that's fine as a story. And I think it's as good a story as any. But I think to take it literally true is really dangerous.
That's the problem, though. What is true and what's false in the Bible? You're choosing what is true and what is false.
We all do. You see, even your interpretation is going to be different to your interpretation. Everybody's interpretation.
It generally tends not to be.
But you say that. But actually, if you went through it verse by verse, line by line, there'd be things that wouldn't make sense. There'd be things that you would disagree on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Humans have done that.
You can have a truth on one layer, and you can have a deeper truth on a deeper layer, but they don't contradict each other. They're just a deeper interpretation. So it's more about depth of interpretation rather than, you can have a truth on a surface level, it's on a word level, but you can have truths are deeper and deeper in the Bible, and because it's a spiritual book, it's not an ordinary book.
As long as you don't think you've got the truth, that's fine. As long as you
access to it, but don't say we understand what all of it is, because it's an ongoing process, and we don't believe we'll understand it all, even when we're up, when we've taken up, we don't actually believe we'll necessarily.
And there'll always be things in the Bible on the periphery, say, of what's important that we will disagree on, but. As far as the central doctrines are concerned, I think Howard and I, and probably Helen and Louis, and most people here, would more or less agree with the view that we take.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.